Well, here we are. Here I am. That's a greater miracle. It's good to be here and having you all here to celebrate with me. Today I celebrate 50 years as a priest, 27 of those years with you here at St. Thomas Becket, a great blessing for me. You have been my spiritual home all these years, and I am grateful to each of you. You become a thriving parish with four good shepherds, Father Tom Commers, Tom Brioche, Bill Murtaugh, and Tim Wozniak. You are a light of faith in Northern Dakota County, as Father Tom would always like to say. And by the way, he's here this morning. And daily you witness to the presence of Christ here. I am blessed to be a part of this journey with you. My family and good friends are here also. You have sustained me and loved me through all these years. It wasn't always easy, I'm sure. Without you, my life would have come to naught. You are all very special to me. Today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday, an appropriate feast for today's celebration. Our God is not a powerful general, as was expected by the Hebrew people, but a humble shepherd who heals, forgives, and loves. This is what a priest is called to be. We hear Peter speaking in our first reading, claiming to have healed the crippled man through the power of Jesus, not his own power. Jesus describes himself in the gospel reading as a good shepherd who cares for his sheep, protects them from harm, and lives in their midst. Ultimately, he died to save them from evil and from their own shortcomings, failings, and sins. We are beneficiaries of this salvation. We come together today to celebrate this fact, that we have been saved through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We celebrate this in sacramental form. We receive the body and blood of Christ for our journey home. The priest is a member of this community of faith. In a way, he stands in for God, providing support, encouragement, and commitment that makes the journey hopeful and grace-filled. I've been privileged to have been chosen for this life as a pastor, hospital chaplain, fire chaplain, and spiritual director. There is some memorabilia out there at the table that shows some of those assignments that I had over the years. And people ask me, well, which of those assignments do you have the most stories about? And most people think, well, fire department, he has all kinds of stories. But they're mostly sad stories of death, suicide, fires, so forth, those kinds of things that most of us don't want to even touch. But as a chaplain, you have to do that. In the hospitals, St. Joe's and St. Thomas Becket, I must have anointed thousands of people, prepared them to go to heaven. That was a special blessing for me. And I visited young people with leukemia, eating disorders, cystic fibrosis, and all those other nasty things we hear about children having. A couple of stories. There was one 10-year-old girl in the unit who had leukemia, and she was dying. And the nurse called and said, would you come and talk to her? She's just all tense and all rattled. So I did. And her concern was for her mother. What would happen to her mother when she died? She was very concerned and worried about that. And I said, well, have you talked to her about that? And she said, no. I said, maybe you should. Maybe that would help both of you. So I heard later the next day that she had talked to her mother, and it was a very powerful experience. And the next day she died. Also, a girl came in to one of our intensive care units with an eating disorder. And she was very thin and unhealthy, and IVs were placed in her, and she sat in bed with her head down and a hair over her face. I didn't know her. I couldn't recognize her. And she was that way. She wouldn't talk to anybody, but I persisted. And one day she lifted her head and talked to me. And she explained that her parents were killed in a plane crash early on, and she was raised by her siblings. and she had this eating disorder. And so when she came back to the normal medical unit, I went in to visit her one day, and we talked a little bit about that, and I could tell she just lacked any kind of affection and love in her life. And I said to her, and I was kind of nervous about it, I said, "Would you like to come and sit in my lap?" And she did. She cried for a half an hour. And then she was sent up to the psych unit where they did eating disorder programs. And I went up a week later, and there she was. She came running up to me, and she looked so much better, very healthy and all the rest, and she was going home. And like I say, they're bittersweet experiences. I also met, when I was first at the university hospital, my first year there in 1971, I was told to watch out for the chief medical resident. That's the head resident in the medicine department. But she was kind of anti-clerical. So one day I was walking on the floor that she worked in, and there she was with all of her interns around her. And she saw me and she said, "Oh, another man of the cloth." And I said to her, "Well, who the hell do you think you are?" Well, we became fast friends. She would consult me about her patients. She was Jewish, and so she'd consult me about her patients. She even told me one day, "I put a Christmas tree in one of the patients' rooms." So we became good friends. One day she was, but as a woman in the 1970s, it was a man's world, very much so. And so in her work, she dressed unmanly. She had jeans and a shirt on, her hair was tight and all the rest of it. And one day I was called in the evening and walked between the buildings to where I needed to go. And she was coming the other way, and she was all decked out for a special occasion. She had an evening gown on, her hair was all fixed up, and she looked very much different. So I walked by her as though I didn't recognize her. And then I turned around about 20 feet later and said, "Is that you, Brenda?" And she had a big smile on her face. One that has called me to a life that has called me to humility in the face of my weaknesses and peace and joy through the grace of God. I hope to have a few more of those years. I hope to have a few more of these years, but it is up to God. So thank you for putting up with me and letting me touch your lives in so many ways. Oh God, it is you who have accomplished all we have done.